There is a school of thought which considers that Lord Shiva was a human being and he composed poems in Tamil. I am looking into the legend and verify whether there is any truth in this. This may sound ludicrous for rationalists. The point is that I do not consider me to be super intelligent, right and correct at all times, and others, especially my ancestors, were fools to believe anything, spend time and money to build huge marvelous temples. I have, in my life, seen many things which defy my logic. They made sense as I grew. Hence I do not dismiss anything offhand by sheer arrogance. The open approach has yielded good dividends in history in that it has brought to light many truths so far hidden because self-importance and intellectual arrogance. At the same time, I do not believe or trust anything which is not supported by internal and external evidence. The proof of my labors lies in my posts in this blog. As to Shiva, I have noticed a lot of curious facts between Shiva in the south and the north, though they are the same. The avatars of Shiva in the south were not reported in the north. Shiva as a family man with children is not as popular in the north as in the south. Mostly the legends of Shiva in the north revolve around only the marriage of Shiva with Uma and incidents connected with it, while in the south the information is more detailed and Shiva has been portrayed as lending a helping hand to people in distress. His avatars are different from the avatars of Vishnu in that while Vishnu stayed in a womb, Shiva is described as one who does not stay in the womb. Aonia, Tamil calls him as unborn eldest, Bhairavagyagape Perian. Yet he appears in a flash, helps people in distress and disappears. 64 of his avatars of this nature are recorded in Tamil literature, all in the city of Madurai. He is reported to have married a Pandyan princess Meenakshi in the form of Chokanatha. Madurai Meenakshi Amman temple is dedicated to Meenakshi and Shiva as Chokanatha, Sundareswara. These 64 avatars have not been recorded in any North Indian legend, though some of them are hinted in Puranas, especially in Linga and Bhagavatha Purana. In one of these avatars, Lord Shiva composed a poem in Tamil. This is it with meaning. This appears as the second poem in Kayaranthogai, a Sangam literature. The author is given as Irayana, a name for Shiva. This appears as the second poem in Kayaranthogai, a Sangam literature. The author is given as Irayana, a name for Shiva. Kong Uthava's Kai is a famous song popularized by a Tamil movie. Thiruvilayadal, legend says this poem is written by Lord Shiva. This song is part of Kayaranthogai, collection of short poems, part of the Sangam literature, dated around 2000 years back. Kong Uthava's Kayan Jirai Thumbi Kamamsa Pathu Kandathu Mosimo Paleathu Kazianatpin Mailai Isle Seri Iiru Arivai Kunthalin Nari of Mulavo, Nayariam Puvo. Honey bee with beautiful wings. You live drinking nectar from selected flowers. Tell me without bias, look at my friend who resembles a peacock in beauty. Have you seen any flower that smells better than her hair? The Thiruvilayadal Puranam relates an incident involving Nakara's confrontation with Lord Shiva. 4. Once the Pandyan king had a doubt as to whether the scent from a woman's hair was natural or artificial. He announced a prize of 1,000 gold coins for anyone to resolve his doubt. A poor poet named Tharami prayed to Lord Shiva to make him get the award. The Lord gave a poem to the poet and asked him to take it to the king. When this poem was read in the court, poet Nakara found fault with it and stopped the Pandyan king from giving the prize. Tharami's grief grew and he again appealed to the Lord. He said he was not worried for not receiving the prize, but he could not bear anyone finding fault with the Lord's poems. Thereupon, Lord Shiva himself came to the court and challenged Nakara. But Nakara was not moved. Though Lord Shiva asked him if the hair of Ganapungadai, the consort of Lord Kaladhanita, whom Nakara worshipped, did not have a natural scent, the undaunted Nakara asserted that it was so. Shiva opened the eye in his forehead, Netrakan, which emitted fire, and looked at Nakara to show the poet who he was. Even then, Nakara persisted in his statement. As he could not bear the scorching heat emanating from the divine eye, he jumped into the water of the golden lotus tank. Then, at the request of the other poets, the Lord took Nakara out of the tank, forgave him and made him study under Agastya, the Tamil sage. This story remains a popular legend. More.